Thanks, Kyle. This conference brings together policymakers, business leaders, people from the nonprofit world as well. But there's another group here on the island, and they have a slightly different agenda for the conference. I'm here with Danielle Atkinson, founding director of Mothering Justice and a volunteer for the organization, Stacey Stevens. Danielle, Stacey, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Great, thank you.
So, Danielle, first of all, tell me what your organization does.
Yeah, so Mothering Justice is an organization of mothers, and we work on issues of financial stability.
Now, to clarify, you're not actually attending the Mackinac Policy Conference, but you are making your presence known here on the island. What are you doing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we felt like Mackinac is a yearly event that's kind of this hidden away thing that only a selected group of people can be at. And we needed to be here and have our voice heard about the issues of financial stability. So what we did with help from ROC Michigan and APIA Vote, Asian Pacific Islander Vote, is we wrote a newspaper. It's a fake publication really talking about what the headlines should be here in Michigan. Because we believe that business leaders should be at the table, but they shouldn't own the table. And we shouldn't be at a restaurant where the rest of us can't afford.
Stacey, tell me some of those articles in the fake publication.
A lot of articles that focus on sort of changing the dominant narrative that's out there right now about working families in Michigan and making the reader think that all these things have already happened, all these positive changes, the way we see the way we would like to see Michigan.
As organizers, we've done a lot of different tactics, and we thought this more creative way would be a way that it would, one, just be fun for us to do, and two, it'd be a way to get people off guard. The title, the headline is that business leaders and lawmakers say that workers are at the top of their agenda, and I think most people would look twice there at that headline, and that's exactly what we wanted them to do.
Ultimately, what is your goal? What do you hope to achieve by being at the policy conference, or at least being on the island?
Yeah. Our goal is to bring attention to these issues, specifically the need for paid sick days, minimum wage, all of these policies that would support families' abilities to stay in Michigan. We hear time and time again that people love being Michiganders, but they can't afford it, and they wish lawmakers would listen more to them and not lobbyists.
Is there a reason why you don't participate in the Mackinac Policy Conference? You don't register and you don't attend?
Yeah, I think the first reason is it's just cost prohibitive for regular people to do that at $1,700+. And as moms working for change in our communities, that kind of budget ask for either our own pocketbooks or even the organizations that we might work for pay, it's completely cost prohibitive. So we're really not at that expensive restaurant table.
Do you feel there's a place for the Mackinac Policy Conference and that you bring together thought leaders, legislators, business people, and they have a chance to talk to one another and maybe try to find places where they can work together? Is there a place for this kind of conference?
Definitely. Business leaders, elected officials, community leaders need to have a space where they can talk. They can talk candidly about what their needs are, but we also have to make sure that everyone is included in that conversation. They can't end this conference and say, we heard from the people and these are the policies that are best for Michigan. You know, we heard Jeb Bush speak yesterday about the courage to stand up for policies like right to work. And that's not what people are saying in Michigan. That's definitely not what people are saying in our MAMA conversations.
I'm here with Danielle Atkinson and Stacey Stevens. Danielle's the founding director of Mothering Justice, and Stacey's here as a volunteer. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.